Lord was encouraging me earlier as we're praising, and the New Testament writers are. You sometimes hear the phrase, "The Lord is coming back soon." He's coming back soon. He's coming back soon, and it's been just rolling over in me. What does this mean, and how do we connect it with the knowledge that he's here now? And it's an encouragement that he's here now, and he's always, 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 always coming back soon. How soon? Right now. And that's what faith means, because it starts out and it says, now faith is the substance of things not seen and evidence of things hoped for. So now, he's coming back soon. When? Now. 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 And the evidence of it is rolling and rolling and rolling and unstoppable.
Amen. Does that speak to anyone? You got something? No? Anybody else? Taylor?
Not sure what this means, but when I shut my eyes after Kyle told us to be quiet for a moment, I heard the word multiply and saw the lights coming up on a theater, and as it came up, you could just see more and more and more and more people. And then I saw horses bridled and pulling something, carts, but just as I saw more and more and more of them in unity, pulling together.
That's really good. That's a word for this house. Yes. And I'm going to ask others in a minute, but I want to go off of both of those for a second. That the Lord is coming, but he's here now, 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 now. When we truly understand a revelation of his isness, that he's coming, but he is. When we truly grasp onto that, the Lord is asking us to come together in a unified way, like bridled horses, but the bridle of the horse that steers is Holy Spirit. Amen. And that when we are unified in the revelation that he is here, and we're allowing the Holy Spirit to move us, there is a movement among us that's already happening. And the fruit of it will be multiplication. Multiplication in salvations and multiplications in the revelation of how real God is in our midst. Because when God becomes a reality, our hope moves past salvation. The hope is, because we are saved, he has something he wants to do in us and through us, and we get to experience that now instead of later. And there is a now revelation of the Lord that I believe that this area still has not tapped into. Because the message of the church is still, get ready, he will come one day. But I believe Relentless carries a mantle to have the revelation of this, that one day is already here. That the one day that people want to be ready for, the Lord says, Relentless, be ready for his presence now. And getting ready for his presence now is let him interrupt and let him take over. Amen. Submitting our desires to him, submitting our preferences to him, submitting our schedules to him, submitting our needs to him, because we dare to believe that he actually wants to meet those needs. Specifically, even daring to believe that your desires can actually change. Yes. I want to say that again. Daring to believe that your desires can actually change. Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to preach a whole message tonight. I really feel like the Lord specifically said tonight, as I was up here praying, minister to the physical healings, minister to the emotional heart needs, and then read two scriptures. So I'm going to read these two scriptures that are in my message, but I'm going to preach a different, or not preach, but talk about a different spin on what these are. Colossians 2:13, listen to this. It says, you were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. I want to focus on that. You were dead because of two things: your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. We need to open up our eyes to the revelation. If your sinful nature has been cut away now, then you have to stop identifying yourself as a sinner who needs Jesus. You are simply a child of God who needs Him. You need Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the wholeness of who He is. Your sin is no longer your natural when you are saved by King Jesus. However, what your sin is something that hinders your true identity from being seen amongst all men and women. So it's no longer let me get sinless so that I can get closer to God. It's I'm in union with God. Let my desires change so much that my sin falls off so people can see who I'm in union with. Because I'm not praying that the sin nature goes away, because according to the passage, it has been cut off when Jesus came. So I'm not praying for a new natural. I'm thanking God that there's already a new natural, and I want the past desires that keep craving sin, I want them to completely change. And this idea that we're having to battle with stuff over and over and over and over, I want to tell you and I want to encourage you, dare to believe that you don't have to keep battling it if the Lord cut the desire away. It is the biggest revelation I want you to leave with tonight is sin is no longer your natural. So dare to believe that there can be a new natural of a new desire. And when we dare to believe that there's a new natural of a new desire, I want to read this, just the first part of Colossians 2:16. Don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink. Now it goes on to say, and not celebrating certain holy days, new moon ceremonies, Sabbaths. We're going to get into that next week. I've got a whole spiel about it, and it's going to be fun. And it's going to mess you up, and it's going to encourage you at the same time. But listen to this. Don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink. Now, this passage is dealing specifically with religious activity, but I'm going to read that again. I'm going to read another passage of Scripture. Don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink. Psalm 23, this is not up there, verse 5. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. Don't let people condemn you for eating and drinking of the Lord. I don't think you caught that. Don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink. And the Lord says, eat from my table. He says, you prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies, not after you won the battle. He says, come taste and eat of what I have for you, not after you get victory, not once the prayer is delivered. Right now in the midst of struggle. And even though you struggle, and even though they stab you in the back, and even though the relationship's over, and even though you're healing, the Lord says, don't let people condemn you for how you're reacting because your reaction is not their normal. He says, you honor me by anointing my head with oil, and my cup overflows with blessings. Do you dare to believe that your cup can overflow with blessings in the midst of loss and turmoil? Because you actually start to believe that everything about your natural has already shifted because He cut off sinful natural. He has identified you in a new natural of eating and drinking from the Lord's table all the days of your life. Today we had a memorial service for Mr. John Ward. And the entire service, there was nothing but celebration and joy. And Pee Wee even preached for a little while. Yeah. And what the world says is, you should be dressed in black. You should be depressed. You should be doom and gloom because your family member's gone. And you know what we did? We had the relentless worship team sitting here praising God for 20, 30 minutes. You want to know why? Because a new natural is praise God. John has not left us. He has just went to a different dimension of heaven. And I want us to start receiving that the new reality of heaven is not something to experience once your flesh dies. It's something to partake of now, so that when we get there, it's familiar. Woo! Thank you, Lord. That is the welcome home of heaven. Gosh, thank you, Lord. Oh. Heaven should be familiar now, so that when we have people that come to meet Jesus and need healing of the heart and need healing over disease, the new natural is not to fight that, but to introduce them to a heaven on earth reality where everything starts to align. What is the promise? People ask me that. I know I'm taking more than I thought I said I would. But people have asked me over and over, is it God's will for all to be healed? The answer is yes. Want to know why? Because it's His will for everyone to join Him in heaven. And guess what happens in heaven? You're healed. Does everyone go to heaven? No. Is it the same invitation for all? Yes. So if the goal is to be healed, there's no longer a God, is this your will? It's, Lord, we're daring to believe we can eat of that right now, of union with you. Because the thing is with the Lord, can you go back to verse 13? You were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away, then God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all our sins. He made you alive with Christ. That means there's an invitation to union with the Lord. Would you agree? That the Lord wants to live in you and dwell in you. If you're one with the Lord ain't sick. The Lord ain't going to get sick. The Lord don't have broke leg. Right? So if we are one with the Lord, perhaps the pathway to total restoration is we actually receive the revelation of oneness. We actually start to believe that we cannot escape Him. Even when you mess up and go back to dead, old, sinful nature, you cannot escape Him. And I want to encourage you tonight. You don't have to earn the right for oneness because He did. Do you dare to eat from the table of the Lord in such a way where you won't let anyone condemn you for eating or drinking of Him? They won't condemn you because your reactions are different. They won't condemn you because you like to pray long. They won't condemn you because you pray short. I say the shortest prayers when I eat food. Because for me, when I sit down to eat, I'm not sitting down to pray. So it's a very, Lord, thank you for the food, amen, and it's in my mouth. But you know what religion does? You just dismiss the need for blessing. Now, having said that, I have no issue with people that pray long. I just might eat in the middle of your prayer. But my point is, don't let anyone condemn you for where you're at and caught up in the cloud of witnesses with the Lord. The cloud of witnesses is not something to only wait for in the idea of a rapture theology. And I'm not arguing that. But what I do want to introduce you to is that the cloud of witnesses is believers. You know what that means? We're already caught up in the cloud. And let me just make sure you're hearing me, because I don't want any pushback from this. I want you to hear me. Let's pretend and say for a moment that rapture's real, okay? Hear me on this. You know how we talk about Jesus is here, but we will experience him? The cloud of witnesses is here, and we will experience a great cloud of witnesses. No matter where you're at in your beliefs of end times, it's all the same thing. It's now and it's then. You want to be one with the Lord? Get raptured now. Get caught up in the dining table of the Lord. Lord, you're my joy. You're my peace. You're my comfort. You're my strength. You're my direction. You're everything. And that's what I want to leave you with tonight. Don't let anyone condemn you because you look weird as a child of God. Don't let anyone condemn you that you actually believe that you can be healed and restored right now. And I put forth to you, if we actually start to believe it, perhaps we'll actually see it. And I want to say one more thing, and then I am on close. The healing that you've been praying for, if you've already prayed for it, stop asking for God to do it and start thanking him that it's done. Well, I haven't seen it yet. It's done somewhere. So praise him for the healing that's done somewhere in the hope and faith that you will see it right now. Because as with anything we've been talking about in One with God, it's the already and the not yet. No matter what you see here, it's already done. And you're believing that you're going to experience the not yet, perhaps right now. And here's the thing. There have been people in this room, maybe even tonight, you've been healed miraculously, and maybe you're going to walk out with a miraculous touch of healing. No matter how much we've been healed, there is still a totality of healing that all of us are promised to enter into. But do you believe that you can partake of it right now? My heart is restored. My confidence is restored. My peace is restored. My value. I hear that very clear. Stop doubting how valuable you are because of the relationships that you compare God to. You may have experienced tough relationships here. Dare to believe that stops today. Because there is a relationship with the one who will never fail you, who will never forsake you. And he loves you. That's my cue, apparently. Amen. Let's stand. The Lord's good. Do y'all feel like he did what he needed to do tonight? Yeah, amen. Amen. Whew. Anybody got anything we need to do before I close out? You got something? What's that?
Well, I don't know if y'all are aware of it, but tomorrow our nation and the Capitol is going to pray for the rededication of this nation. Our president's going to do it. And I just feel like we need to pray for our nation and pray for all those in authority, because Colossians and lots of others, scriptures tells us to do that.
Amen.
So
let's do that. Let's do that right now as we close tonight. Lord, I'm just going to declare that despite what happens tomorrow, this nation has already been rededicated to you. And we believe in a unity among this nation like never before is happening in our midst. And the idea of rededication is simply an agreement with a movement that you're doing and have been doing. That we won't see any more divisions. We will see a body. We'll see a people that love you and therefore love each other. So Lord, I pray for this nation and the rededication of this nation to you, that all would not put their eyes on a president, would not put their eyes on the political party, but they would put their eyes on you, Jesus. I come against any spirit that is trying to take the glory. And I speak that all eyes will be wrapped up in giving you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Lord, let us come to your table and eat and drink of everything you have for us, because we are with you. Let us leave tonight with this revelation of oneness, of the already and the not yet. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said,